When you make the biggest mistake ever, something good comes from it. This is Thought for Today from Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. When you make the biggest mistake ever, something good comes from it. Now, mistakes come in many, many forms, many frames, many disguises that make us not realize we're making mistakes, and yet we are making them. For instance, a man and a woman have lived together for many years, and then they decide to get a divorce. Now, onlookers say, oh, that's a big mistake. They should hang in there and just, you know, make a go of it. And other people say, man, they stayed together too long. They should have separated a long time ago. And other people say, well, what are they going to do now? You know, they're just going to make another mistake, another mistake. And so everybody's got an opinion. But when you make the biggest mistake ever, something good comes from it. And we have to realize that because life is a matter of choices, a matter of things that we do. Now, what is it that you would like to have in your life? What would you like to have in your life experiences? Have you ever lived in a life where everything was just the same every day? They say in Arizona, oh, damn, another sunny day. 333 days out of the year, they have sunny days. And so for them to have a not sunny day sometimes is, hey, it's not sunny. How about, oh, what an interesting day. You know, a little variety. And what happens to people who live in the temperate zones? You know what the temperate zones are? The temperate zones are north of south. The south is always warm and pleasant. The trees are green all year round. Very few deciduous trees. In the north, in the Midwest, like Chicago, Milwaukee, Minnesota, Switzerland, and things like that, you have a lot of deciduous trees. They drop their leaves. Because why do they drop their leaves? Well, it's wintertime coming. They're closing up their little stemming and pistilling and so forth so that they stay warm and cozy inside. And then the winter comes, Jack Frost, and all of the storms and the rain and the snow and the sleet and the hail, and for quite a few months. And then things start changing again. Spring's coming, and the crocus and the rosebuds are sticking up their noses from the ground, and the trees are sticking out their buds, and they're beginning to get fuller and fuller, getting ready to spring forth with their flowers or their leaves, or both. And then as it goes on, the leaves get green and beautiful, and summertime comes, and they're in full glory, and it's warm and toasty outside, and everybody's having a wonderful run around. Then fall comes, and nature says, time to get ready for your long sleep, you know, your winter sleep. And so the leaves turn their beautiful golden colors, or orange, or red, or yellow, and brown, and they're really quite a dramatic scene. Well, now, the seasons that go by, some people might call a mistake. Some people like to live on a Caribbean island where it's green all the time. Palm trees, beautiful green trees that are growing green all year round, and there's no season. There's no change. The nights might get a little cool, but there's always a day that's warm and toasty. And of course, if the nights are too cool, you just slip into the ocean, which is nice and warm. And it's a lovely, lovely place to be, but it doesn't have too much variety. Well, they say variety is the spice of life. And some people make mistakes continuously because they like to have variety, like to have a spice of life. But what's the biggest mistake that you've ever made? And I don't want you to really do much research into this, but what's the biggest mistake you ever made?
Not liking myself.
Yeah, but I'm talking about a single mistake, issue mistake, not liking ourselves. This is something that we all do too much of, and we want to change our attitude about that. But and that is a big mistake. But the a big mistake might be you didn't watch what you were doing, and you came to the stop sign, and you were daydreaming, and all of a sudden the light turned red on you, and you had to slam on the brakes because you were just sailing merrily along. You know, your idea was that it's going to be green. Well, it changed. And you slammed on the brakes, and so everybody in the car goes lurching forward. And the little baby gets thrown out of his mother's arms against the windshield. And, ooh, you know, and you got to rush it to the hospital and do all these other things. You know, because you were daydreaming, because you weren't alert to your responsibility as a driver. And then as the baby is in the hospital and they're checking the baby out to make sure how it is, and you're saying, oh, I'm so stupid, so stupid, so stupid. Well, while they're checking the baby out, you were stupid. That's no getting around that. But while they're checking the baby out, they find out that the baby has some little thing that needs to be adjusted. And they wouldn't have known that it had to be adjusted if the baby hadn't been brought to the hospital and been thoroughly inspected to make sure everything was in place, you know, because he had hit the windshield. And so that was a life-saving activity for the baby, but you didn't know. Now, I'm making this real easy. The biggest mistake you ever made was when you slammed on the brakes because you were thoughtless and the baby flew forward and hit the windshield. Oh, you know, you like to die. It's, you know, your heart. You say, how could I be so stupid, you know, so dumb, so idiotic? The biggest mistake of your life, you know. And then it turns out good, but it doesn't always. But something good does come from it. Maybe you learn to be more cautious, and of course the baby dies. Or maybe you learn to be more cautious and the baby lives. But in any event, no matter the biggest mistake we ever make, there's some good that comes from it. Now, a lot of people, as I said earlier, they get a divorce. And they have just had it up to here with each other. And then they get a divorce. And then they come and counsel with me. And I say, well, now, what do you want to counsel about? You want to counsel to continue on with your life or to review what you've done and think of it in another way, or what would you like to counsel about? And they say, well, I can't get her off my mind. She's such a wonderful lady. I love her so, but I can't stand her, you know. And they talked to the lady, and she says, he's a nice guy, but, you know, I can't stand him, you know. And so as I talked to the two of them, I find out that when they got married, they were madly in love with each other, you know, reasonably so. And they appreciated each other, and they loved each other. And so they got the divorce, but they're really not happy with the divorce. And so they come to me, and they counsel, and I say, hey, whatever it was that turned you on, brought you together as a married couple, it's still there. That's still that spark in there. That's what makes you feel uncomfortable, because you know you did a stupid thing, you know, the biggest mistake of your life of getting a divorce. And so why don't you court her like you did? And why don't you look at him like a new suitor, you know, like someone who's just coming fresh into this? And so I kept counseling with him, and I kept telling him, now, remember, as you have a new relationship, never forget this is what brought you together, and always keep that foremost in your mind, that you love each other with all your heart and soul and being. You just enjoy each other's company. You truly delight in each other's being. Well, needless to say, they got married again. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. Because they came back together because they really wanted to be together. They really liked each other. The biggest, stupidest mistake in their life was getting a divorce. But something good comes from it if they come to me in counsel. the movie actor, Charlton Heston or somebody like that, he's been married over 50 years, at 50 years. And so he is having a renewal of vows of 50 years with his wife. And then another movie actor, he was standing there, and he had this little he, a very handsome man, you know, but older, and he had this beautiful older lady next to him, looked like his mother, you know, and she didn't carry her age as well as he did. And so it said, he showed up at the party with his first and only love, his wife. Hmm. You know, and I thought to myself, wow, you know, wow, isn't that beautiful? Now, most of the time they say, with a new flame, or with a new this or that or the other, but with his first and only love, his wife. Hmm. And I thought, that is really nice. That is really something. But you see, he became famous, and she was still his wife. And she didn't become famous. She just did whatever wives do, you know, and did it very well, apparently. Because the two of them are just as delighted in each other as can be. He doesn't need some young thing hanging on his arm to make him feel big, you know. And she doesn't worry about him at all, because she knows that they love each other. And so she doesn't have to worry about their relationship. But in other people, where they forget, what was it that brought them together? What was it that made them fall in love in the first place? Is that spark still there? Is that condition still there? Can it be refanned, the flame, and brought forth? Sometimes you have to wake up that, hey, you got to really consider, what was it that made our marriage the first place? What was it that brought us together and made us feel that we wanted to be married? We wanted to live our life together because, you know, we're just a two great people who are sharing these beautiful ideas. Well, the mistake, the big mistake, is to think that they changed or you changed. And nothing changed. Whoever that fabulous person was that you married or that they married is still there. You just got to overhaul it, polish it, find it again, look inside and see what it is. And when you begin looking inside, that same wonderful person is still there. That same fabulous being is still there. But sometimes it just takes a little encouragement to look, a little encouragement to realize that, hey, I'm not wrong, she's not wrong, we just forgot to look. We forgot to recognize who we really are and where we really are going. Consider these things and realize these things. When you make the biggest mistake ever, something good comes from it. And it's always nice to make the biggest mistake before you do something stupid. And that's very true. That's very true. Because you can always do something stupid. Now, if in your life you have conducted your affairs in such a way that you're not proud of yourself, that's a big mistake to do things that you're not proud of. But if you wake up to that, if you realize that you're doing something you're not proud of, then you can make a switch and you can either stay in the same profession and do the same thing, or you can move into another profession. And in moving into another profession, you find who you really are. Now, can you imagine there are these two men, they're twins. They're, what do you call them, fraternal twins, or they're pure twins. They look exactly like each other, they act exactly like
identical
twins, yeah, that's the word. Well, now, these two fellas are both superior artists, and they're hired by Star Wars to paint the scenery for Star Wars. And both of them work at the same time, and they're painting away. One gets up and goes somewhere, the other just keep right on painting. The style is exactly the same. The material is exactly the same. They are just so tuned and so harmonious. And they look like, of course, obviously they would. And now, it would be a great mistake for one of them to get mad at the other for doing anything, because both of them are almost like duplicates. And so if one did something stupid, the other was thinking of it, you know. And if one did something good, the other was thinking of it too. Mm-hmm. It's just the way that sort of thing works. But for them to ever get angry at one another would be sort of ludicrous. But how would you explain that to someone like that who got angry at his better half, at his other half, at his duplicate? How would you explain that? You'd be hard put for words. But what you can do whenever you have a situation like that is just say to the people involved, what do you want to come from this? Just remember, you guys had a blow up. Whatever the reason, don't investigate it. Something good is going to come from this. And so then they put their arms around each other and say, I love you, you know, and it's all over with. No problem. But whoever is looking in, you and me or whoever, we have to be objective about it. If we pre-prescribe what's supposed to come out of their activity, then we limit them. We have to be so careful not to tell them what to do. It's like the girlfriend of the mafia guy. She didn't say to him, you're a mafia guy, you shoot him. She didn't know that. She just pointed out in the paper, look at here, some mafia guy killed this person, and you know he's a nice person, and they shouldn't do that. That's not nice to do. And no one had ever told him that shooting people was not nice, because that's what his boss hired him to do. And so he thought his boss was God, and his boss could do whatever he wanted to do. And so the guy never got caught or anything else. But after his girlfriend said that to him, and he had a new point of view, he couldn't shoot anybody anymore. Because it just, now that he knew what he was doing and he knew that it was wrong, he couldn't do it. So if all of us can come to the conclusion that whatever we're doing is for our highest and best, whatever we're doing is beautiful and good, and if you're ever tempted to do anything that's not beautiful and good, be master. Say, no thank you. No thank you. Hard decision to make. But it's the only decision if you're going to be a live human being. Otherwise, you're going to be a dead whatever. So, when you make the biggest mistake ever, something good comes from it. Just remember that. It's a difficult phrase to do much with, but the thing is, it's very important. It's very important. When you make the biggest mistake ever, something good comes from it. So you have a lovely day, and I love you very much.